قل يا أيها الناس إنما أنا لكم نذير مبين.
Say, O Muhammad, peace be upon him. O people, I have been sent to you only as a plain warner before the doom strikes you.
فالذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات لهم مغفرة ورزق كريم.
So those who believe and act righteously shall be granted forgiveness and an honorable sustenance.
والذين سعوا في آياتنا معاجزين أولئك أصحاب الجحيم.
Whereas those who strive against our signs, seeking to profane them, they are the friends of the fire.
وما أرسلنا من قبلك من رسول ولا نبي إلا إذا تمنى ألقى الشيطان في أمنيته فينسخ الله ما يلقي الشيطان فَيَنْسَخُ اللَّهُ مَا يُلْقِي الشَّيْطَانُ ثُمَّ يُحْكِمُ اللَّهُ آيَاتِهِ وَاللَّهُ عَلِيمٌ حَكِيمٌ.
Never did we send a messenger or a prophet before you, O Muhammad, peace be upon him, but that whenever he had a desire, Satan interfered with that desire. Allah eradicates the interference of Satan and strengthens his signs. Allah is all-knowing, all-wise.
لِيَجْعَلَ مَا يُلْقِي الشَّيْطَانُ فِتْنَةً لِلَّذِينَ فِي قُلُوبِهِمْ مَرَضٌ وَالْقَاسِيَةِ قُلُوبُهُمْ وَإِنَّ الظَّالِمِينَ لَفِي شِقَاقٍ بَعِيدٍ.
He does this in order that he may make the evil caused by Satan a trial for those in whose hearts there is sickness of hypocrisy, whose hearts are hard and vitiated. Surely, these wrongdoers have gone too far in their dissension.
وَلِيَعْلَمَ الَّذِينَ أُوتُوا الْعِلْمَ أَنَّهُ الْحَقُّ مِنْ رَبِّكَ فَيُؤْمِنُوا بِهِ فَتُخْبِتَ لَهُ قُلُوبُهُمْ وَإِنَّ اللَّهَ لَهَادِ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا إِلَى صِرَاطٍ مُسْتَقِيمٍ.
He does this in order that those endowed with knowledge may know that it is the truth from your Lord and that they may have faith in it and their hearts may humble themselves before Him. Verily, Allah always directs those that believe to the right way. Verily, Allah always directs those that believe to the right way. That is, God made Satan's evil designs a means of testing people, so that those who are righteous may be distinguished from those who are evil. In the nature of things, those whose minds have been corrupted derive wrong conclusions from such things, and this in turn becomes a means of misleading them. As for those whose minds are straight, these very things lead them to confirm the truthfulness of God's prophets and His books. The result is that these people are led to believe that all these are no more than Satan's mischiefs. They know that the prophet's call is essentially to nothing other than truth and righteousness. Had this not been so, Satan would not have carried on so desperately. The specific stage through which the mission of the Prophet, peace be upon him, was then passing misled many of those who were concerned only with appearances. Such people therefore behaved as though the Prophet had failed in his mission. For what people could observe was simply that the person who wished his people to believe in him virtually found no other way after 13 years of striving than to bid farewell to his homeland with only a handful of followers. When people considered the Prophet's claim that he was God's messenger and that he enjoyed God's support in this regard, or when they considered the proclamation of the Quran that the unbelievers who reject a true Prophet are seized with God's scourge, they were inclined to doubt the veracity of both the Prophet and the Quran. In this way, the detractors of the Prophet, peace be upon him, were encouraged to let their tongues loose, so much so that they started mocking him, saying in effect, "Where is God's support that you so much talk about? What has happened to God's scourge against which you have been warning us?" The preceding verses contain a response to these questions, as indeed do the present ones.
وَلَا يَزَالُ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا فِي مِرْيَةٍ مِّنْهُ حَتَّى تَأْتِيَهُمُ السَّاعَةُ بَغْتَةً أَوْ يَأْتِيَهُمْ عَذَابُ يَوْمٍ عَقِيمٍ.
The unbelievers will not cease to be in doubt about it until the hour suddenly comes upon them, or the chastisement of an ominous day overtakes them.
Al-mulku yawma'idhin lillahi yahkumu baynahum falladhina amanu wa'amilu s-salihati fi jannatin na'im.
On that day, all sovereignty shall be Allah's, and He will judge among them. Then those who believed and acted righteously shall be in gardens of bliss.
وَالَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا وَكَذَّبُوا بِآيَاتِنَا فَأُولَئِكَ لَهُمْ عَذَابٌ مُهِينٌ.
A humiliating chastisement awaits those who disbelieved and denied our signs.